Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Love to Live Healthy show with author and weight loss specialist, Josephine Fitzpatrick. Our focus is weight loss and losing it with healthy and clean living. Join us every week to hear answers to questions from our clients all over the world who text and email thousands of weight loss questions daily. Listen and learn how Josephine answers questions to help you lose weight, eat healthy, and feel great.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Love to Live Healthy show. My name is Josephine Fitzpatrick. Today, we are going over three of the top weight loss questions of the week. Clients ask me questions all the time, so I'd like to pick three that I feel will relate to all of you. I will be doing the top three weight loss questions of the week every Wednesday. And at the end of each episode will be Josephine's bonus weight loss tip, so you can get the very best results. Okay, let's jump in right into our first question. Once again, I caved last night. The week was perfect and I just gave in. I keep quitting and starting again. How do I stop this struggle? Okay, I hear this question all the time because let's face it, weight loss is hard. But the problem is once you start quitting and restarting over and over, you have created this new habit. So now mentally you're doing this and you know, okay, I'm gonna quit and just start again tomorrow. And that just becomes your new habit you have to break. So the first thing I would tell you is you have to ask yourself, how much do you want to lose weight? And I know that's a hard question, but, and I know also your answer will be, I want to lose it more than anything. But you really have to think, is that just something you are saying or is it really something you want? You know, a lot of times we will think like, I want to lose weight. I wish I could lose weight. But do you really want to lose it to the point where you have to put the work in? You know, because at the end of the day, you are the one making the choice to go off program. So what's making you do that? Every night when you cave, are you, you know, you're making that choice to cave. So at that moment, the weight loss is not as important to you. And what you're grabbing food-wise, you probably don't even want. It's probably not even about that. It could be just that, you know, you may have to look at your surroundings and say, hey, like, why am I feeling this right now? Is it because it's nighttime? Is it because it's dark or am I bored? Am I stressed? You know, a lot of times if you have children, when everyone's in bed and it's quiet, you just feel like you have your time. And if you don't have your plans of what you're going to be eating, you're going to end up just start grabbing. And once you start grabbing, it just gets out of control. And before you know it, you're eating everything. But, you know, again, this brings me back to the question, how much do you really want it? Now, when you really want to lose weight, you have to plan, prepare, and that's what makes you follow through. You know, that's why I say that all the time. Plan, prepare, and follow through. Because when you plan and you prepare for that plan, that's what helps you follow through. So, you know, when it comes to weight loss, you have to think of it like a job. That's why it's so important. If you really want to lose weight, you have to go into it treating it like, okay, this is a job. And if I don't do it, I'm going to be fired because I'm not going to lose my weight. And I'm going to be miserable. You know, a lot of times what people will say is they don't want to feel like they're on a diet. I don't want to be hungry. I don't want to be obsessed with it. Well, then guess what? You really don't want it that bad because in order for you to lose weight, you will need all those things. It has to be the most important thing. Now, I'm not saying just most important than your family or your kids, but it has to be right up there where you're planning for it and know what you're doing. It's too easy. There's too much temptation around. So if you don't have that mindset, you're not going to follow through with it. If you go into this just like, oh, I want to lose weight, but you know, it's not what I want to think about morning, noon, and night. And you know, well, that's the result you're going to get. You're going to get the results that if you're going into it thinking like, I'm not going to think about this all the time. I don't want to think about it all the time. Well, that's what you're going to get. But if you go into it treating it like a job and you're planning for it, those are the results you're going to get. You know, unfortunately, food is not something we just, you know, need to live and not think about. We need to think about it, okay? We eat for all different reasons, like I said earlier, mindlessly, boredom, stress. If you're not thinking about it, you're just going to grab and eat. So what I would say, first of all, is flip the mindset, flip it around. If you want a healthy relationship with food and to lose weight, then plan, prepare, and follow through each day so you know what you are doing. Flip that mindset. You want to think about this. You want it to be important to you. It's okay for it to be important to you. And when you plan and prepare for it, it's not going to be obsessive because you just know I can do this. I have my plan and I'm prepared for it and I'm going to follow through. You can't stick to something if you're not planned and prepared for it. Okay, that's just the bottom line. Now, what will help you to break out of the habit of going on and off is to talk to yourself. Keep telling yourself, I want this. It's the most important thing to me right now. I want to feel good in my body. I want to be healthy. You know, say to yourself, I'm not going to give up on myself no matter how many times I have to do this, no matter how many times I go off. I'm going to get right back on because I know I can do this, okay? So that is definitely rule number one, never give up on yourself. The next thing is you have to commit to a full week on program and you will see the difference in your weight loss and how you act, okay? That's the motivation, okay? When you weigh yourself at the beginning of the week and you get through the week without going off and you weigh yourself at the end of the week, that will be the motivation to continue to do the right thing. And it might take you more than one try, especially if you're saying like right now, you keep falling off. Well, if you feel like you keep falling off, the best thing to do is to just keep getting right back on, okay? Because the worst thing you could do is, you know, give yourself 2 or 3 days of being off and then getting back on, because then you keep gaining weight in between and you have to lose new weight. Instead, just jump right back on. It may take you 2 weeks, it might take you 3 weeks, but if you keep trying, it will click. And hey, it may take you a week. You may go into this and say, listen, I am going to just do one full week. No matter what, I'm not going off. I'm gonna put that 1 week in and I'm going to, you know, wake up, I'm going to have my plan, I'm going to prepare for it, I'm going to follow through each day. No matter what, I'm not going off. I'm going to weigh at the beginning, I'm going to weigh at the end, and I'm going to see the difference. That will be the motivation to keep you going through each week. Once you see that sticking to it and being on and the weight loss and how good you feel and in control, that's going to be the best motivation you can give yourself. And most important, that is the only way for you to learn that new habit, is to keep trying and keep getting it and set that goal for just 100% on program week. Once you get that week under your belt, you're gonna look and go, I feel so good. I can't believe like I got through the week. So you see, you got through that week, you can do any week after that, okay? Mentally, you know I can do this. Now, one more tip on this that I just wanted to address, because if you are feeling that it's nighttime, you know, that you keep going off, it could be an issue with night eating. A lot of times, like I said, we start thinking differently at night. First of all, we're tired from being up all day. Second, so we're definitely weaker mentally and physically. And second, you know, when it's quiet, we start thinking different things. What's important, what's not? The kids are sleeping, or, you know, you may be by yourself, whatever it is. You know, it could be an issue with just night eating, which I just did a podcast on. So definitely listen to that. It would be helpful for you. But, you know, if you feel that it's nighttime eating, what I would say is, which I said in the podcast, save your snacks. Save your snacks for evening, whether you're having one, whether you're having two, whether you're having three, whatever your program allows you. Save your snacks and make sure they're volume snacks. Don't just have something that you eat and it's gone. Do popcorn, do Cheerios, do an apple with peanut butter, something you can pick at through the evening so it's not just gone. And the volume really helps you. You know, you have something to look forward to and it gives you time to eat it. So this way, you know, you're not just, like I said, eat it and it's gone, okay? So that's a really good tip if you feel that it has something to do with night eating, okay? Because it could be a combination of both. It could be the night eating and also the mentality of you just go off at night because that's when you're mentally and physically weak, okay? So, you know, remember, always talk to yourself. This is what you want more than anything. The consistency is going to give you that. Get that one full weekend, plan, prepare, and follow through for it. And always incorporate your snacks in the evening that contain volume. And I promise you, you will see those results. You can do this. Just get that one solid weekend. It's going to make all the difference. Okay, next question. Should I eat before I exercise? Well, everyone is different. So this is definitely not a one question fits all. First, you have to figure out what your exercise is for and how you will feel exercising. And what I mean is, you know, listen, there are big benefits to not eating before exercise. So for example, if you wake up and drink water and maybe coffee before you exercise, Your body has already processed all the food from the night before, so once you start exercising, you're immediately burning fat, which is fantastic for fat loss. So if you're looking to lose body fat, yes, it's great if you can not eat before you exercise, okay? But if you're looking to build muscle mass, then you should eat before. So for me, like, I never eat before I run. Majority of the time I am doing the 5 hour, but whether I am or I am not, or if I'm just doing the regular innovation, whether I run in the morning or whether I run in the evening, I never eat before I run. You know, that doesn't mean you can do that. You know, even though it's great for fat loss, that doesn't mean that you can follow that. You may go to run or go to do cardio or go to lift weights and you may feel like tired, lethargic, weak. Then you know you have to eat something before, okay? Because the thing is, you don't want to do it. And if you don't have that energy to really perform that exercise to be at its peak, your peak performance doing the exercise, you're not going to get as much out of it. So don't, if you're dragging and you're trying to do your exercise, but you're dragging because you didn't eat, that's not going to help you, okay? So then you definitely should eat something before. But if you feel that energy, I happen to feel more energy when I don't eat. So I love going into it like that. And I feel like I do my 8 miles. I'm totally fine. It's not like if I ate before, I would run faster. I wouldn't. If anything, it would slow me down. But everyone's different. This is what you have to look at. So the answer to your question is, if you're looking to burn fat, try to do it without eating before. And if you can't, then you should incorporate something in. So like maybe, you know, some things might be like a banana and a tablespoon of peanut butter, or maybe avocado toast. You know, whatever it is, you know, you could even do a protein muffin or a protein bar. But you always have to count these as part of your meals for the day or your snacks, okay? So that's important. You can't just incorporate it in and it doesn't count. It always counts. Anything you're eating counts, okay? So, you know, like I said, if you feel that you are looking for fat loss, yes, it's great to burn body fat if you cannot eat before. But even if you eat before and then you do the exercise, you're still going to burn body fat. It's just going to be at a different time. You know, your body has to kind of just get rid of those, process the food and get rid of the carbohydrates that you just ate before it can hit the fat. Either way, you'll do great. So just make sure you incorporate the exercise. You know, again, if you're looking for muscle mass or even just to build muscle, I work with bodybuilders who will do the fast and they will only eat in that fast. So even when they're lifting some heavy duty weights, they're not eating, but they bulk up on the food in their 5 hour fast. Where one of my sons has to have a 3-course meal before he lifts weights. But again, he's looking to add muscle mass. So it's completely different. So that's why I say everyone's different. You have to do what works for you and whatever's going to help you do the exercise the best, where you're going to get the most out of that exercise. Okay. That's what you have to kind of look at and determine when you're exercising. How did I do? I didn't eat this morning. How did I do with this exercise? You know, or I did eat this morning. How did I do with this exercise? You know, and that's what you have to base it on. Okay. So I hope that helps. That was a little confusing, probably how I explained it, but I think you got the idea that, you know, if you can do either way, as long as you're doing the exercise is what's important. Yes. If you want to burn the maximum fat, you will not eat before, if you can do that. And even if you do eat before, it's okay. Just have the right things. So this way you get to that body fat quicker. Okay. My next question. My family and friends are sabotagers. How am I supposed to lose weight? Well, the first thing that comes to mind is stop blaming everyone else. Okay. I just did a blog on this where I say you should not be playing the victim in your own life. And that might be worth reading for you. Because we have to remember, no one can really make us do anything. You have to go into the day thinking, no matter what, I'm sticking to my program. Because at the end of the day, you are the one who lives with the results. So sometimes it's really easy to fall prey to what others want you to do, because weight loss is hard and you are hungry and you're tired. So it's easy to give in. Sometimes you even want them to be sabotagers, because if you didn't, I would tell you, you would have that mindset like, I am not going off my program. Because I know once I go off it and I do what other people want me to do, I regret it immediately. So, you know, sometimes it's that first bite and you already know I shouldn't have done that, but you did it anyway. So that's what I'm saying. You have to go into each day like, no, again, I have my plan. I'm prepared for it and I'm following through with it because this is what I want. No one can sabotage you unless you let them. Okay, because remember from the sabotage's point of view, they probably know when they sabotage you, you're going to go off program. Why? Because you always do. So every time they tell you, oh, let's have this, or let's do this, or let's go have a couple of drinks, whatever, you know, it may take a little bit or maybe a little bit more than a normal amount of effort, but you always give in. So they know this and you know this. So really, you're probably both on the same page with it. And they may not even realize they're sabotaging you. So, you know, to answer your question, I know how hard it is to live with sabotagers, but you have to look at who you are and what you want. And if you really want to be on program, you have to talk to your family and friends and say, listen, I may have like went off before when you wanted me to, but I really have a goal and I really want to do this and I really need everyone to stick by me. I'm not asking for anything except for everyone to respect my food, snack, and drink decisions. And when it's my cheat day, I will go off and I will enjoy whatever you want. And then when you do this, you will know who has your back and who doesn't, okay? So another thing you can do is think about yourself and think about how you want to be perceived by, you know, those doing the sabotaging. Meaning, do you want them to think of you as, well, she will have it. She really isn't serious about her health and weight loss. She always goes off when I tell her to. Or do you want them to think, no, she is strict. She is serious and determined about her weight loss and her goals. She's not going to go off. So let's plan something else. That's, you know, and only you can make people think like that. Like I said before, like you're the person who is going to determine what they're even going to think about you when they're going to try to sabotage you or try to pull you off your program or try to, you know, when I say sabotage, it sounds like such a terrible word, but really what I mean is they want you to enjoy with them, okay? Most of the time. Sometimes it really is sabotaging, but, you know, the point is what the result is what you let it be. Okay. So if they know you're serious about your weight loss, you do not, you know, go off just because they want you to. You have your goal in mind and you know, and you go into every day like, nope, I have a plan. This is what I'm doing until I reach my goal. They know that they're going to make other plans. They're going to say, okay, she's not going to go off program. So let's make a different plan with her that we can fit her into this. And of course, that's if they love you enough to do that, which those are the people that should be around you to begin with, right? But if they know that you go off every time or most of the time, then they're going to make the plans that are going to sabotage you because they don't really think you're serious. This is not as important to you. So, you know, in their defense, are they really sabotaging you or they just know you're going to go off because you always do? And that's on you because you're the one who puts out there, you know, how serious you are about your health, your weight loss, your goals, okay? What you put out into the world is how people usually treat you. Not always, but most of the time. So just think about it. If you put out there like, I want this, I'm doing this, I'm serious about this, those people will love and respect you, especially the people that are important to you and who care about you. They will understand. Listen, weight loss is hard enough. So if you feel like you are really serious about your weight loss and you are being intentionally sabotaged, you have to speak up and put an end to it. So even if you have to spend less time with the sabotagers who don't want to change for you, it will be mentally good for you to do that. You need only positive support around you. Once you get to where it's a way of life, and it will be, that comes with the consistency of doing the program and living your new healthy way of life. You know, you're losing weight, but you're also learning how to live to do this and in a healthy way. And once you get to that point, staying on is going to be effortless. And at that time, you can let those sabotages back in because they will not affect you. But you need the consistency right now of being on program every week with your 6 days on, 1 day off, because that consistency is what's going to make it eventually become an effortless, healthy way of life for you. Okay. Okay. I'm going to end this with my bonus tips of the week. Okay. My first tip is going to be more on a food tip, and my second tip is going to be motivation tip. So my first tip, when possible, add warm lemon water before each meal. The whole idea of the warm lemon water is it breaks down internal fat, so it's easier for your body to flush out that fat. It doesn't matter if it's fresh lemon or from the bottle. Have it first thing in the morning before your coffee, and then when possible before each meal throughout the day. It will make a big difference for your weight loss, okay? So that's a great tip. Incorporate it. I promise you will see the difference. My second tip, I see clients all the time, and you know I text thousands of them. I can tell you firsthand, if you want to lose weight, you can absolutely do this. Especially the Innovation Program is so easy to follow. But you have to want it. You have to put the work in and follow. Sometimes we are our biggest sabotages and we get in our own way all the time. So look at your day, look at your week, and look at your month. Think about all the work you put in. Make it a real effort to not do anything that you know is going to either take you off your program or do something that is going to give you less results than what you deserve at the end of the week. Make sure your portions are right. If you are eating more than you should, you know you're only fooling yourself. So the portions are such a key to your weight loss. Make sure you're doing your daily exercise. It's great for your weight loss and your health. And you feel good. It makes you feel so much better, which always, always helps with weight loss. You know, the better you feel, the more you're going to want to continue to do it. Most important, you need to believe in yourself. Believe that you can do this. Even if it takes you trying over and over, I promise if you keep moving forward and keep doing the right things, it will come together and you will get the results. Most of the time, those first few weeks are going to be challenging, but just stick with it. And before you know it, you'll be 5 pounds, 10 pounds, even more. And that will be all the motivation you need to stick to it. Once you see that weekly weight loss, it gets lower and lower. That is what's going to motivate you to stay on and do the right things. But you must believe in yourself that you can do this, okay? Okay, that is all I have for now. I hope this helps. And once again, I love all the questions and I love the feedback. So thank you to everyone who keeps sending them in. I am getting to all the questions. So thank you, thank you. I'm wishing everyone a healthy, happy week full of love and hugs from me to all of you.
Thanks for listening to Love to Live Healthy with Josephine Fitzpatrick. We hope you'll pass along our web address, innovationweightloss.com, to your friends and colleagues who are looking to lose weight by eating clean and living healthy. Be sure to check out our archive section on our website for previous podcasts. Join us next time for another edition of Love to Live Healthy with Josephine Fitzpatrick. The content in this podcast is not intended in any way as a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding weight loss or any medical condition or treatment, and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen. And never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you have listened to on this podcast.